الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, my elders and my brothers, with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month of Ramadan is practically upon our doorsteps. In just a few weeks' time, with the grace of Allah, the Hilal will be sighted. The month of Ramadan will commence. Now when we speak of the month of Ramadan, generally we think of fasting, we think of the Taraweeh Salah, we think of i'tikaf, exerting in nafil ibadah. And undoubtedly these are synonymous with the month of Ramadan. But the month of Ramadan has another aspect of great relevance and significance as well. And that is the fact that it was in the month of Ramadan that the Battle of Badr was fought. The Battle of Badr was fought in the second year after Hijrah, on the 17th of Ramadan, was a Friday. And the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala refers to the day of Badr, the Battle of Badr, as Yawmul Furqan, the day of the criterion. Prior to the Battle of Badr, the Muslims were regarded as a defenseless people, a downtrodden people, who were unable to defend themselves against the might of the Kuffar. In Makkah they were persecuted. They had to flee for their lives to Madinah Munawwara. In other words, they were always on the receiving end from the Kuffar. And the Battle of Badr also, the Kuffar were convinced that these Muslims are going to be a walkover. We will be able to decimate them and slay them. We will bring an end to them. The Kuffar were overconfident. But they were convinced that these people will not be able to put up any resistance before us. But that was the day of the criterion. The day when the tables were turned against the Kuffar in a manner that supposedly defied logic. But this was the Qudrat of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala wanted it to be known that if my help is with these people, then even if they are outnumbered and ill-equipped, then nobody will be able to stand against them. If you have to examine the Battle of Badr, from beginning to end, it is replete with lessons, eye-openers and moments of inspiration for us. And the lessons of Badr are lessons that are important for us to inculcate in our lives, day-to-day lives and our lives all the time. Before the Battle of Badr, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, who had performed hijrah from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, had sacrificed and left almost everything they had behind. These Sahaba who were in Makkah Mukarramah, they had businesses, they had wealth, they had investments, they had assets. And now Allah Ta'ala commanded them to perform hijrah to Medina Munawwara. It was faraz for them. And they had to do this to save their iman as well. They had to leave everything behind and go. How much can a person carry and take with him? They left their houses. They had to leave their slaves, their animals, their investments. And whatever they left behind was usurped and stolen by the kuffar. So these people who kanu mayasira bi Makkah, who were once the wealthy people of Makkah, when they came to Medina Munawwara, in the Quran Majeed, Allah Ta'ala refers to them as lil fuqara il muhajirin, the fuqara of the muhajirin. So on one hand, the kuffar of Makkah had usurped and stolen their wealth. On the other hand, there was a war between the Muslims and the kuffar of Makkah. In light of this, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned that a caravan of the Quraysh was coming from Syria back to Makkah, laden with wealth and goods, and almost the whole of Makkah Mukarramah had invested their savings into this caravan. So it was a very, very rich caravan. Under the leadership of Abu Sufyan, just a handful of people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this as an ideal opportunity to attack this caravan and get all those goods and give it to these Muslims who were oppressed by the kuffar of Makkah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave out word that we need to go out. Whoever has the animals ready, we need to leave immediately. Let us go right now. And in light of that, just 313 of them went out with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They went out for what purpose? To intercept a trade caravan. Just a handful of people. So they did not take extensive weaponry and armor. They did not take so many swords and conveyances. They had just 2 horses and 70 camels. Hazrat Zubayr radiallahu anhu had his horse. Hazrat Miqdad radiallahu anhu had his horse. And 70 camels shared between the rest of them. 2 to 3 Sahaba radiallahu anhum sharing one camel. One would ride, the other 2 would walk, and they would take turns. And this is how they set out from Makkah Mukarramah, from Medina Munawwara. In the interim, Abu Sufyan receives information that the Muslims have come out and this is their plan. They want to attack you, waylay you and take everything. He becomes worried. He immediately sends news to Makkah Mukarramah that you people better get an army and come out. If you don't, all your wealth is going to be lost. When Abu Jahl and the leaders of Makkah receive this information, they immediately rouse and get a whole army together, armed to the teeth, the best of weaponry, the best of armor, and they come out to defend this caravan. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives information that this has happened, he was in a place called Safra. And in the interim, Abu Sufyan had changed his route. He was initially heading on one road. In order to avoid being waylaid by the Muslims, he changed his road and he went on a coastal road. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. He explained to them that this is what has happened. Abu Sufyan has escaped. And the kuffar of Makkah have come out with an army. An army of 1,000 strong. We are just 313. We are set out, not expecting a confrontation like this. We are set out for something else. But this is what has now happened. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Majid. وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ شَوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ Sahaba radiallahu anhum were hoping that they could get the caravan. Just a handful of people. They were not completely armed. But Allah Ta'ala now presented them with something else. Allah Ta'ala had a greater plan in place. Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ Allah Ta'ala wanted and willed that this confrontation between haqq and batil must take place. So that the record could be set straight. So that it can be known that the help of Allah Ta'ala is with the Muslims and the Muslims are upon haqq. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba and said, this is what has happened. What do you want to do? Should we turn around, go back to Medina, or should we go ahead and fight? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to go ahead and fight. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu stood and said, O Nabi of Allah, we are with you. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu stood and said, O Nabi of Allah, if you want to go ahead and fight, we can be ill-equipped, we can be outnumbered, but if you want to go ahead, then we are with you. We'll never desert you. Hazrat Miqdad bin Aswad radiallahu anhu stood and he also pledged his complete support for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا نقول لك كما قال قوم موسى لموسى عليه السلام. We won't respond with the response of the Banu Israel to Nabi Musa alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam told them, come, there's a taqaza, we need to go out for deen. We need to go and fight. What was the response of Banu Israel? اذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا. You and your Allah, you go fight. Inna hahuna qa'idun. We're waiting here, we're not interested. He told Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, we won't respond like that. نقاتلوا عن يمينك وعن شمالك وبين يديك وخلفك. You'll find us on your right, on your left, in front of you, behind you. We will be there with you till the end. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam specifically wished to know the response of the Ansar. The reason is, number one, the majority of this group comprised of the Ansar. And secondly, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had made hijrah to Madina Munawwara, before he made hijrah, the Ansar came and begged him, O Nabi of Allah, come to Medina. Hazrat Abbas radiallahu anhu went and told him, you are inviting this man to Medina. If you are inviting him, you must know what that entails. The kuffar of Makkah, after his blood, they want to kill him. Do not take him to Medina if you are not prepared to protect him and lay down your lives and sacrifice yourselves for him. So the Ansar had promised that so long as he is in Medina, we will protect him with whatever it takes. But this was not in Medina, this was out of Medina. In other words, the pledge and the promise of the Ansar did not apply out of Medina. So will they still be prepared to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or do they want to go back to Medina? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked Sahaba again, Hazrat Sa'd bin Mu'az radiallahu anhu stood, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, I can see you want to know what is the response of the Ansar. I speak for myself and I speak for all the Ansar, and you must know that we are 100% with you. He told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what words of love and devotion. He said, O Nabi of Allah, faz'un haythu shi'at. Go wherever you want in the world, we will come with you. O Nabi of Allah, if you have peace with someone, that applies to us. If you want to go have war with someone, we are with you. Salim man shi'at, harib man shi'at, adi man shi'at, waqta habla man shi'at, sil habla man shi'at. O Nabi of Allah, if you have peace with someone, that applies. Whatever you want, O Nabi of Allah, we are with you. He told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Nabi of Allah, لَوِ اسْتَعْرَثْتَ بِنَا هَذَا الْبَحَرِ. O Nabi of Allah, if you have to take us to the ocean, and you dive into the ocean, we will all dive in with you. وَأَمْرُنَا تَبَعٌ لِأَمْرِكَ. Whatever you want, that is what we want. O Nabi of Allah, وَمَا أَخَذْتَ مِنْ أَمْوَالِنَا فَهُوَ حَبُّ إِلَيْنَا مِمَّا تَرَكْتَ لَنَا. O Nabi of Allah, the wealth that you take from us, we are happier with that than the wealth that you leave for us. This is the extent of the devotion. In other words, what he was telling Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that we are sacrificed for you. We lay down our lives for you, O Nabi of Allah. Whatever you want, that is what we want. We will go the extra mile. That is the extent of the devotion for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our lives today, we need to see how much of importance do we show to love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to do our business in a certain way. Are we doing it like that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to conduct our nikah in a certain way. Are we doing it like that? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants us to perform our salah with jamaat in the masjid. Are we there in the masjid for our salah? What is the difference between us and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu? Nevertheless, the kufar of the Quraysh came out and the battle of Badr took place. And Allah Ta'ala sent the malaika to assist the Sahaba. 1,000, then 3,000, then 5,000 angels came to the help of Sahaba. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would explain that we would just gesture towards a kafir, going to attack him. Before we could reach him, his head would fall off his shoulders. Allah Ta'ala instructed the malaika, فَضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانِ. The malaika were given the divine command of Allah to behead these kuffar. This help came to the Muslims. But what was the precursor to that help? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum narrates that the night before Badr, normally if a person's anticipating a great encounter, he will be stressed out, he'll be anxious, he won't be able to sleep easily. But the night before Badr, such sukoon and rahmat of Allah was descending on the Sahaba that they all slept. With the exception of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the entire night he spent begging Allah Ta'ala in dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was imploring Allah Ta'ala in dua to such an extent, raising his mubarak hands, that, O Allah, anjizni ma wa'attani, atini ma wa'attani. O Allah, you promised us victory, grant us this victory. O Allah, in tahlik hadhihi al-isaba min ahli al-islam, lam tu'bad fil ard. O Allah, if you allow this small group of Muslims to be destroyed, who's going to make your ibadat on the earth? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lifting his hands to such an extent that his mubarak shawl fell off his shoulders. Until eventually Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu took pity upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the way he was imploring Allah. He came and he puts the shawl of Rasulullah sallam back on his shoulders and he hugs him from behind. And he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that surely you have made enough dua. That certainly Allah Ta'ala must fulfill this promise to you now. During the battle of Badr as well, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, I would go and fight for some time and come back to see if the Nabi of Allah is safe and secure. I would go back and come back and forth. And whenever I came back, I would find Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prostrated before Allah, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, begging Allah Ta'ala in dua. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Abshir, glad tidings, the malaika have come to assist us. Here is Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam mounted on a steed, coming with the armies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist us. And Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Majid. And Allah Ta'ala says that divine assistance of Allah, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum secured it. And they acquired the special help of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala says there are two conditions for a person to acquire this assistance. Today we all want the help of Allah. We are sick, we want the help of Allah. Business is not working out, we want the help of Allah. The marriage is in problems, the children are disobedient, things are not working out. We all want the help of Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, Bala in tasbiru wa tattaqu. If you have sabr and you have taqwa. Once a person told me, you know, sabr is for poor people. You don't have money, you must make sabr. Because that person did not understand what is sabr. Sabr is not just, I don't have money, I must make sabr. A person's business is not working out. He's tempted to go towards that haram interest, take a loan from the bank. But he says, for the sake of Allah, I will make sabr, I will not do that. He's staying away from haram despite the difficulty. This is sabr. Nothing to do with just being a poor person. Then the adhan is going at the time of fajr. And this person's eye is open. But he's feeling lazy to go to the masjid. This person does not want to go to the house of Allah. But he says, this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted. We must go to the masjid. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those people reading namaz at home, I want to burn their houses down. I must make Rasulullah sallam happy, how the sahaba made him happy. They went the extra mile, they could sacrifice their lives for him. How can I read namaz at home? So I will put my laziness one side, I will trample my nafs and I'll go to the masjid. This is also sabr. And at times of difficulty, to remain happy with the decree of Allah. I will never complain against Allah. This is also sabr. Allah Ta'ala says, if you have the sabr, that regardless of circumstances, you do what makes Allah happy and what makes Rasulullah SAW happy, and you have taqwa, you stay away from sin. وَيَأْتُوكُم مِّن فَوْرِهِمْ هَذَا. Allah Ta'ala says, even if the kuffar have to amass against you and launch a furious attack against you, يُمْدِدْكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ بِخَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُسَوِّمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on that occasion, 5,000 malaika will be sent from the side of Allah. From the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to assist you. This is the criterion to secure the divine assistance of Allah. We'll conclude on one incident from the Battle of Badr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, قُومُوا لِجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ, that, oh my Sahaba, stand, go and fight. You will acquire and secure for yourselves a jannat, the breadth of which is as vast as the heavens and the earth. We know the breadth is the shorter of the two, length is longer than breadth. Hazrat Umair bin Humam radiallahu anhu, he hears this. O Nabi of Allah, Jannat is vast as that. Rasulullah says, yes, definitely. He says, I want it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from the people of the Jannat. He has a few kajur with him, he starts to eat that kajur. Then he says, this Jannat is within reach. I'm eating the kajur, I'm delaying, I'm wasting time. Why am I taking so long to get this Jannat? I can't wait. I want to enter the Jannat right now. He puts that kajur down and he plunges into the thick of the enemy and he sacrifices his life, and on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he acquires the Jannat. Respected elders and brothers, this month of Ramadan is coming. The month of Ramadan had the day of Badr, the day of the criterion. The day when Sahaba radiallahu anhu turned the tables against the kuffar. We have this month of Ramadan coming. Allah Ta'ala has made everything conducive for us to turn the tables against nafs and shaitan. They secured a victory for Islam. We can secure a victory in earning our own Jannat. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.